بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من قوم يقومون من مجلس لا يذكرون الله تعالى فيه إلا قاموا عن مثل جيفة حمار وكان لهم حسرة. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما جلس قوم مجلسا لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيه ولم يصلوا على نبيهم فيه إلا كان عليهم تره فإن شاء عذبهم وإن شاء غفر لهم. رواه الترمذي. وقال حديث حسن. وعنه رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قعد مقعدا لم يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله تره ومن اضطجع مضجعا لا يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله تره. رواه أبو داود. In all these the ahadith that we have read now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains the importance of when we sit in a gathering, before standing up from the gathering, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in that gathering, we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any group of people rise from a gathering, wherein they did not engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are rising like people who rise from the carcass of a donkey, from the corpse of a donkey. And this gathering will become a source of remorse for this person on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will see the reality of futile speech. Many times we have gatherings or we get together and we are only talking about things which are futile, worldly matters. There is no Allah in our gathering, there is no dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not talking anything deen. So our gatherings are purely just made up of futile speech and actions. Such will cause disgust for the person on the day of Qiyamah. And Rasulullah likened this to people sitting around not just a donkey, but a dead donkey. And we know the smell that emanates from a carcass of a dead donkey. So like that, a person who is also foolish, we say he's foolish like a donkey. Yeah, a person who is foolish, he will not be taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's not seeing the rewards of a person being engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us that we should remember Him and we should not indulge in such things that would make us ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Rasulullah has mentioned that that group of people who stand up from a gathering in which Allah's name was not taken, then they are standing like those people who stand up from a gathering in which they were sitting around a dead donkey. And the second hadith is similar. In this, there's an extra part where Rasulullah Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, when any group of people sit in a gathering without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, and without sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So also, we should be sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like we see sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is sufficient. So if a person is sitting in a gathering in which he does not take the name of Allah, he doesn't send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he rises from such a gathering, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says such a gathering will become a tiratun, which means hasratun for him on the day of Qiyamah. It will become a source of regret. If Allah wishes, Allah will punish him for the futile things he spoke. If Allah wishes, Allah will forgive him. And therefore we mentioned that in any gathering when we hold any gatherings, then at least in the end, see subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Then whatever wrongs that we spoke in the gathering, or if the gathering was full of noise or futile things, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for the wrong that we have done in the gathering. And the third one mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, whoever sits in any place without remembering Allah therein, he will suffer a shortcoming from Allah Ta'ala. In other words, he will be regretful on the day of Qiyamah for the deficiencies in this gathering in which he didn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever lies down in a place, now even when we do sleep, we're lying down, at least take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we have masnoon du'as. Before sleeping, Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. So many other du'as. When we stand up in the morning, when we rise in the morning, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Believers' life from the morning to the evening, the entire day, it is only the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every movement, every place, you should be happy to express the greatness and loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person who lies down in the place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then again there will be regret for him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu protect us. Many times our gatherings are full of ghibat and we carrying tales. Therefore we should now channel our gatherings towards a dini gathering. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about akhirah. These are sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain. This is what they would do. That they would ask the person how his, the condition of his iman is. His sahabi would hold other sahabi's hand and say, najlis bina. Come, let's sit. Nazkurullah. We'll take the name of Allah. Fanazdadu imanan. And we will increase our iman like this. Allah tarqib wa sufiq nidaayatu wa akhirda. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Bihamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.